watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Now rest my long devoted heart fixed on the blessed sinner rest. Forever from my Lord's depart, with Him will every good possess. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. And on behalf to watch and pray, and then rejoicing every day. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Amen. Well, Stephen, you might have to just go
We didn't even hear it, did we? Someone's been messing with my, probably my preacher, my young preacher. And he'll get the blame for it.
Brother Stephen, you mind opening some prayer?
Yes, sir. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come to your house today, Lord. Just to worship you, Lord, and lift you up. I pray that you might come down from heaven, Lord, and meet with us in a special, mighty way. I pray that you might do a work in our heart, Lord, it would change us forever, Lord. I pray that you touch our pastor and give him the power and the unction and the spirit about you, Lord, that he be able to preach your truth. Lord, we love you. We thank you. Praise, give you all praise, honor, and glory for all that's done today. And we pray these things in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. Y'all may be seated. All right, let's turn to page 240, the Lily of the Valley. Page 240. In Jesus, He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in Him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow He's my comfort, in trouble He's my stay. He tells me every care on Him to roll. Hallelujah! He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's on the trees of taking and all my sorrows born. In temptation, He's my strong and mighty power.
And
all my sorrows born. In my heart now, He keeps me by His power. Through all the world forsake me, and Satan tempt His sword. Through Jesus I shall safely reach my goal. Hallelujah! He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live by faith in His blessed will. Oh, all the fire about me, I'm nothing now to fear. Hidden manna, He my only soul shall fill. Then sweeping up in glory to see His blessed face, where rivers of delights forever roll. Hallelujah! He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Amen. Amen. Sure is good to be in the house of the Lord. I appreciate everyone coming today. Hope that you've had a beautiful week. Amen. It's just been gorgeous out. And thankful for the beautiful sunshine that God gives us. Amen. How many are thankful to spring forward? Say, preacher, I haven't slept in hours now. I mean, you know, it's like we just got a whole hour deprived. What are we going to do? Boy, I tell you, maybe it's just toughen up. Amen. That would probably be the best thing, is just toughen up. Don't worry. I'm not going to preach all day, although I did go ahead and set my clock forward so it doesn't say 11 o'clock when it's really 12. All right. So you go, boy, that's a good thing. Not that I listen to my clock anyway. Amen. Brother. Oh, I know. Well, you know, I like it. I like sunshine. I'm fine. I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning anyway, so I'm fine with it being dark in the morning. That's what it's supposed to be. I just don't like it to be dark at 4:30 in the afternoon. Yeah. Amen. I used to just despise going to work in the dark and coming home dark. I like light. Amen. I'm a child of the light. I like the light. Amen. So I'm fine with it. I just wish they'd quit messing with it. Leave it alone. We're people of we get in a rut, don't we? Amen. And I'm all right with it. I like it. And I am thankful for change. You know what it means to me is that we just have a better day, have a longer day. And I'm thankful it's still a day that God's given us. Amen. And so I'm going to use it to His glory and His honor. And so it's good to have everyone. Do want to remind us, listen, don't put your guard down. I haven't heard from the Jennings family. Anyone heard from Brother Jackie or them today? So do keep them in prayer. I know that Silas was snotty, so do pray for Brother Richard, Sister Lindsay, and Tara's doing better. Silas has got it now. All good families share. Amen. That's just kind of the way it works. So do pray for them. But also with that, continue to pray for our safety. It's a blessing. God's protected us and kept us safe through all of this. And we've just continued to worship Him and serve Him. And pray for Miss Carol. She told us Wednesday night she's gonna leave us and go to Hawaii for a few weeks. Amen. In the morning. Wednesday morning. Yep. She's going to be leaving here soon. Amen. She's going to fly, so her arms are going to be tired. Pray for strength. Amen. And nonetheless, I'm thankful for Miss Carol and her faithfulness. And just pray for her safety there and back. Amen. Amen. Well, I think we got 157 on YouTube this morning. I don't remember if I looked this morning. It was yesterday. But nonetheless, we're still at 157. We need 158. You say, preacher, really, does it really matter? I'd like us to get to 1,000. You say, what's so important about 1,000? We no longer have to go through a third party. So if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. If you are subscribed, continue to promote it. Let others know. And now, all we have to do when we hit 1,000 is I can push on my phone and go live immediately. Otherwise, they look at us as we're small people. Really doesn't matter. We can throw all the other things in there that we want. It's amazing to me how many followers there are for something stupid. I'm just being honest. There's a whole lot of people that follow stupid, and there's a whole lot that don't want the truth. Amen. And so you go out there and promote it. Let others know. And with it, I know we're going to have internet here at the church eventually. But we still have a tent ministry. Lord willing, we'll be back out in the tent. And it's nice to be able to just push go when it's time to go live. And so do promote it. Let others know. We're at 158. We need 157. We need 1,000, but I'll take 158. Amen. We'll just keep going one at a time. And God's going to continue to add and give us the increase. Amen. Do keep Sister Hope in prayer. Go to the doctor tomorrow. Hopefully get some answers. Amen. So do continue to pray for her. Amen. Well, brother, you got a choir song?
Yes, sir. I've got a good one. Amen. They're all good ones.
Amen.
Well, it got me a little light. Anybody notice from my songs where I can see better, you know? And now this morning I woke up, and I don't know if it's the eye medicine I take or what, but my eyes are blurred. My vision is really blurred bad. And it could be cataracts, I don't know. But the last time I went to the doctor, he didn't say anything about cataracts, so. Anyway, y'all pray for me. I lost my glasses. I had a pair of glasses, and I'm beginning to wonder, Jeremiah, they look just like yours. But anyway, I had a pair just like his, and I cannot find them. I was bailed down behind the seat or something. We're page number, they don't have a page to it.
Last.
Yes, the last page in the songbook.
I just want to thank you, Lord.
Yeah, just want to thank you, Lord. Those that can have your choir books.
For making the sun to shine, putting the stars in the sky, for the flowers that bloom, the ocean so blue, thank you, Lord. For the sparrow that sings, it makes sweet melody, for the rivers that flow, the rain and the snow. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you.
Page 12, and once again, please stand on Blessed Redeemer. Amen. Page 12. Page 12.
Up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, on Christ my Savior, weary and worn, facing sinners, death on the cross, that he might save them from endless loss. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, sing now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, poor sinners plead. Father, forgive him, that did he pray. He while his lifeblood flow passed away. Praying for sinners, violence as woe. No one but Jesus ever loved so. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, see now I see him on Calvary's tree. wounded and bleeding, poor sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Oh, how I love Him, Savior and friend. How can my praises ever find me? Shall praise Him forevermore. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, sing now I see Him on Calvary's tree. Wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Well, I love to sing the songs of Zion. Amen. Good old-fashioned hymns have so much truth to them. Amen. I love it. I love it when you hear your children go around singing as well. Amen. And get to enjoy that. Now, I'm thankful for what God's doing. I hope you came looking for a blessing. In the last few weeks, we had preached about Saul preached on Saul and his life and how God's got something greater for us. Aren't you glad that God didn't just save us to forget about us? You know, it's kind of one of those, just stick us over here on a shelf and leave us alone. Listen, I don't want to be like that kind of a child of God. I want to be the one that God takes off the shelf and I'm used. And the Bible teaches us there in the book of 2 Timothy that we can be a vessel. Amen. And I want to be a vessel of honor to Him. And today I want to preach a passage that most would say, well, preacher, I've heard it before. I really can just kind of put it out of my mind. Don't really apply to me. But God had put it on my heart before He ever gave me there out of 1 Samuel with Saul's life. And I chewed on it for a while, and He just hadn't given me peace to preach it. And this week, as I was studying and praying and preparing, and He just kept bringing it back up. I said, all right, Lord, Thy servant heareth. And I just brought it back up and got all the points around, and He just continued to speak to my heart. And so I don't want you now, I'm going to give you the text here in a moment, but I don't want you to just go ahead and say, well, I already know all there is, because I believe that God still has something to show us. Amen. God still is, He's not done with this. And I was praying with Jonathan this morning, and you know, I found that many times we believe, or we get to that place that we believe we already know it all. I know you say, preacher, I'm not a know-it-all. Well, we do spiritually. We've heard that account, it's commonplace, and boy, I wish old so-and-so was here, but they're not, and you are. And may I tell you, before I ever begin to pin this down, God already knew you was going to be here. And so with that, I just ask you to be open. Matthew chapter number 19, if you would. Matthew chapter number 19. We're going to look at the passage that we usually refer to as the rich young ruler. Matthew chapter number 19, verse number 16 is where I want us to start. In verse number 16, Matthew 19. And when you get there, we'll stand for the reading of God's Word. We've got several verses here I want us to look at. We'll look at this passage and then we'll get started. Matthew chapter number 19, verse number 16. The Bible says, and behold, one came and said unto Him, good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And He said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And He saith unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Verse 20, the young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up, what lack I yet?
Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. And when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Verse number 25, when his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? And Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Let's pray. Our precious Heavenly Father, Lord, I do thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for the time that we've had. Lord, thank you for meeting with us this morning. Father, we need you today. Lord, as our world is really, Father, not to use the cliche, but it is falling apart. Lord, every day it turns further from you. And Father, I pray that our heart wouldn't be pulled away with it. Lord, that we would be focused on you. We would have our eyes fixed, our heart fixed, Lord. And Father, that you wouldn't be able to say that we've left our first love. And Lord, as well, I do pray that you would help us. Father, as you have a message for us today, that we wouldn't let the commonplace, Lord, that we wouldn't allow this idea to just be that we don't need the message today, Lord. Instead, we would see that you love us so much that you gave us a specific message just for us. Lord, that we would be humbled in it. I think about Saul's life as we had just looked at the last couple of weeks. And Lord, that what an encouragement. How humbling it is to think that you've chosen us, and Lord, that you've spoke to us, and that you've called us to your purpose. And Lord, now as we look today at this rich young ruler, Father, I never want us to grow cold. I never want us to be so attached to the things of this world, Lord, that it might pull us from you. Lord, not in eternal salvation, but Lord, just in daily fellowship. Father, help us. Have your will and way in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. The interpretation of this text is, of course, this young man. He's recorded here as rich. And so often, the moment that we think about rich, we automatically go to wealth. And you say, well, preacher, that's what rich is. But may I tell you that that's not the only message of richness. And you'd say, well, preacher, the Bible tells us here that Jesus himself had said that a rich man, and we would accomplish this or relate this to a great amount of wealth. And we, of course, we know the title that we've put him as a rich young ruler, and we've given him all of these accounts. But may I tell you that there's many that are not saved today because they're rich in tradition. Amen. One of the problems, I mean, they're rich. Oh, and by the way, we live in America. The poorest American is still rich. Because we're here in America. I'm serious. I've been in some countries that we think that we have poverty and we think that we have poor. But how sad it is when you really see what poor is. And I remember Brother Patala had came there from South Africa, and he was talking about, from Africa. And he was talking about that Americans don't understand how rich we really are. And I look at this man, and he's came, and Jesus said that he's rich. And he's really owned up to it. And maybe it's not just rich in tradition. Maybe it's just rich in customs. This is, I know you say, well, preacher, there's not much difference there. No, but how many times do we get in that routine? And this is what we're going to do. And boy, you're not going to veer me off one way or the other, because this is my customs and my rituals, and this is how I'm going to act. And you'd say, well, preacher, that's traditions. No, traditions are something that you hold to, but customs are something that you're doing. Amen. I look as well, maybe he was rich in worldly wisdom. The Bible teaches us ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. There's many today that are very wise in this world. And this man was rich. Was he rich in wisdom? And boy, he thought he had everything down. Maybe he was even rich in this idea of self-righteousness. Amen. We live in the South. You knock on someone's door and you ask them if they know the Lord. Everyone here is saved. Just ask them. Everyone knows the Lord. And you'd say, well, preacher, how was he self-righteous? Well, I find that he was self-righteous in the fact that he admitted that he had already done all of these. He said, I've kept all of these from my youth up. And so I would even go with the fact of maybe he was rich in spiritual accomplishment. There's many today that are out there wearing their lapel pin of their Sunday school awards that they've got, or the most attendance or perfect attendance for Sunday school. And boy, they've got all of these spiritual accomplishments and they've got everything that's been done. And boy, I'm trusting in that. Maybe it's a baptismal certificate or maybe it's a church membership. Listen to me. There's people today that have came to Christ and he said that you're rich and they will not let go of those in order to get saved. The moment that you're trusting in something that man has had to do to complete your salvation is the moment that you must understand you're going straight to eternal damnation. Instead of eternal life, you have eternal damnation. It's a guarantee. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because he chose not to come to life. Amen. He went away without it. The Bible tells us here that he was sorrowful in verse number 22. When he heard that he needed to let that go, he went away sorrowful. For he had great possessions. Ephesians chapter number 2 verses 8 and 9. The Bible teaches us, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now you say, well, preacher, what's that idea of works? Works is anything that you do. Aren't you glad that we can be saved by everything he's done and nothing that we have to do? Amen. I know people that are working their hands to the bone. Maybe it'd be good if some Baptists thought that they needed to work for salvation. Amen. I'm not saying that's an all bad thing, no. But really, we've got this idea. And there's those out there that, I'm going to have Jesus and. My friend, if you're saved by Christ, you're kept by Christ. Amen. It's not because you say, well, preacher, you're going to fall away because you're going to, you've sinned. Let me let you in on something really quick. We're still sinners. We're saved by grace, but we're still sinners. We still fall short. There's not a single one in this room, from the pulpit to the pew, that does everything that God requires the moment God requires it. You say, well, preacher, I eventually get there. No, hold on a second. Because it takes you eventually to get there, that's a sin. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm not sinful. And let me remind you that pride's a sin. Amen. And so we could look at it in all these facets and understand that I'm saved from my sin by Him. Past, present, and future. You say, well, preacher, He didn't die for your future sins. May I remind you that 2,000 years ago when He died on the cross, He died for all of my sins? Amen. Amen. And may I remind you that those were all future? Amen. And so He died for all of my sin. There's a whole lot of people that can't rejoice in that because they're trying to, well, you know, He saved me, but I'm going to keep myself saved. Boy, I'm thankful I can't. And I'm just going to continue to trust Him the whole way. Amen. Hey, you say, well, preacher, you're a preacher, you're a member of a church, you've got this and you've got that. No, hold on. There's many out there that have all of these merits and no eternal salvation. The Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians chapter number 13 and verse 5, He says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. You say, preacher, what's that word reprobate mean? It means rejected. Wouldn't it be awful to think that you're, and you are, I don't care if you're here today, saved or lost, you're going to stand before the Lord. And with that, it would be awful to think that you're rejected instead of accepted. Amen. And you say, well, preacher, how does that have to do with me? Well, I'd like us to look at the application. Because many times we look at that and we think, well, you know, I'm saved. I don't have to worry about this. I'm not rich. Amen. And so that doesn't apply to me. Amen. And I'm not like Allie. I can't. Her Faith Promise Missions is $100,000 a year. Boy, she's on it. Amen. I'm not like Allie. I don't have that kind of income. Amen. God hasn't trusted me with that. That's what we'd all say, isn't it? Amen. God hasn't trusted me with that. But honestly, we start to look and we go, well, that's not applicable. May I tell you that there's not a single part in the Bible that's not applicable to us? God wants to teach us through it. And I know you're going to say, well, you know, I just don't understand how Luke 16, and some of you are going, Luke 16, the rich man and Lazarus. You say, preacher, I don't understand how that would be applicable to me. I know I'm saved. Isn't it a shame that Abraham had told him that they have Moses and the prophets, and we have the truth today, and that we can take it? Amen. It's applicable. And so I want us to look at the application of this rich young ruler, because Jesus tells him something very important. There's a little word there that says perfect. Now, I know every one of you, in your own eyes, when you stand in front of the mirror, you're going, boy, I look perfect today, or I've got everything the way it's supposed to. Brother Russell does not have a hair out of place. Amen. He does not, I promise you. He's got everything in place. And I don't know about down here, but up here, everything's in place. Amen? And he's got all of that in sort. And so when you look in front of the mirror, you go, I'm perfect. But spiritually, Jesus says you're perfect. Now, let me explain something to you. Perfect does not mean what the world thinks is perfect. But it means complete. It means mature. May I tell you, an area that we could all grow is mature. Maturing Christians. We shouldn't be babes in Christ. You've been saved for a while. Boy, I love it when you see a child and they begin to grow and they begin to grow and they begin to grow. Could you imagine if they said, all right, I'm done growing. I've had enough. Now, Hebrews chapter number 5, verse number 11 tells us that the reason that we don't grow is because we're dull of hearing. And so I'd like us to hear this today. I'd like us to really grab a hold of it and hear what God has for us, because it's deeper than us. We start out with emptying ourselves, and we trust in Christ and only in Jesus. He's the only way. But how many times have you ever, well, maybe you've had a garage sale, cleared out some things in the house, said, boy, I've got too much. You know what we've found? That when we clear out and we have some space, well, now that's empty and we need to fill it. Now, I understand in the spiritual application that when we get saved, we get all the Holy Spirit that you're going to get. He all in us. Amen? And the only difference is we've got to open up all the doors. Amen? We've got to not shut in anything off and say, Lord, this isn't yours, and boy, we're going to keep it over there. And so we've got all the areas open. But may I tell you, you've been saved a little while. Sometimes it gets to the place where you get content with where you are, and you begin to shut some doors, or you begin to close some things in, and you begin to crowd him out. And you say, well, preacher, what are you getting at? Well, I find that these possessions can come into our life. I look and I find that we start out right. We start out empty. Boy, we've emptied ourselves and we've allowed him to come in. But then we begin to fill the room again with other things. Maybe it's worldly influences. Those things that we emptied out and said, Lord, I'm thankful that I'm saved. Do you understand how vile and wicked sin really is? Our Savior died for it. God Himself died for it. But I don't know that it really bothers us that much. I don't know that we haven't got to the point in our life where it's not really as bad as it used to be. Let me give you some examples. Do you remember when they started selling alcohol on Sundays? It bothered me. And may I be honest? It still bothers me. Evans County just voted this last November so that they can start selling it on Sundays. I went into the grocery store. I think it was January that they were able to start. And there was a sign on the door that said that they're selling alcohol on Sundays now. And I'm like, what a thing to brag about. Does no one else see that this is only a progression down the wrong road? And therefore, it's not really progression. Amen. And then, how about homosexuality? I know you're going to say, preacher, again on YouTube, and we're going to get some dislikes. I'm all right with it. Amen? We might even have some unsubscribe. Praise God. They're going to hear the truth, though. May I tell you, I'm not talking about hating them, but I am telling you that it's still a sin. And God hates all sin, even liars. I don't like to be lied to, but isn't it amazing? My grandfather was notorious. You do not lie to my grandfather. I'm telling you, when he was alive, you do not. Brother Stephen, really, do you need to play with that right now? But don't blame it on that baby. But truthfully, you did not lie to my grandfather. If he caught you lying, oh, buddy, I'm telling you, he's going to tear you up. But it was okay if I heard him lie to someone else. Amen. May I tell you that most folks have that same philosophy? Don't lie to me, but if I need... Brother Scooter, I just didn't want to hurt their feelings. Amen. Now, you know the preacher better than that, don't you? Like, he didn't care about their feelings. Hey, honestly, there's a way to say it. Amen. No one's got the red shirt of offense on. I guess Brother Scooter's probably closest. Jacob's, he's in that. It's more of a purple. I see a purple stripe in there. Amen. But, you know, we've got this idea that sin's not as bad as it used to be. Amen. Homosexuality is not as bad as it used to be. It bothers me. There's a new ABC song out. You know what P stands for? Pride. You say, preacher, what's wrong with that? They're talking about gay pride. Why? Hold on a second. I know, and I'm going to run this rabbit. I don't understand who they are. Because who made Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head lose their identification? Was it the government? Was it the left-wing movement? Was it Hasbro saying, I want my stocks to continue to go up? Or I want families to buy us and so we're not... Who was it that took the Dr. Seuss books off and said that they're not publishing them anymore? Who was that? I don't know. But may I tell you, you're not going to know who it is that tells you you can't have that old King James Bible anymore either. They took Dr. Seuss out because they're after the Bible. It's offensive. Remember, I've been talking about people are getting offended here, and I'm not trying to run this rabbit too far. But I want us to wake up. It's time that we recognize that we need to sell all the way out to the Lord. Not just part of the way, not just so that I can fit in society and have my feel good and feel good over here and everything's great. What if we just did a constant flush and said, Lord, reveal to me the smut and the slime that's in my life and seen it for the algae that's growing in the ice makers. You say, preacher, what do you mean? There's algae growing in the ice makers. There's algae growing in the ice makers. Ask Jacob, you'll never want to eat ice or drink ice in your drinks from a restaurant again. Amen? And Jacob can show you. He can run his finger and just get this slime ball. You say, preacher, what's that? It's the unnoticeable slime that's in our life. And if God would reveal that to us, and we'd say, you know what, Lord, I don't want that anymore. We could be just... Well, we wouldn't be like that rich young ruler.
Lord, I'm always in your presence. I cannot run from your love. You're behind me and before me, underneath and up above. The darkness and the light are both the same to you. I couldn't hide from your spirit, even if I wanted to. My Emmanuel, you are with me. Oh, Emmanuel, there's nowhere you won't be. If I take the wings of the morning or fall into the deepest, ascend up to heaven or make my bed below, I know your hand will hold me wherever I may go. Before I was formed, you already knew my days. Lord, I have no secrets, you know every path I take. My fall into